Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you that are threatening my life right now. Here I am. Anyways, folks, I just wanted to welcome you to the show. I totally appreciate your trust. I wanted to let you know real quick what we're going to be covering here, friends. Again, more of this Freemasonry and our founding forefathers' myth versus fact. I am just happily sitting here with more information, pulling more rugs on the lies that you've been told. Now, I would just propose the question to all of you that may believe that your forefathers were a bunch of Satanists and they were a part of the Illuminati. I'm just kind of curious to know how that actually bears forth, because you reap what you sow, and if they sowed into what they call Satanism, then how is it that we've been the most liberated country under God over the last 250 years? You get the point, right? But again, I'm talking to 94% of the people that say they don't believe the media, but they believe the media when they tell them that their forefathers were a bunch of Satanists and they were a part of the Illuminati. You get what I'm saying, folks? Again, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. There is no truth in them. And that's what I'm going to continuously expose today. And before we get to that, I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, and when you go to the top of that page, what do you see, friends? You see none other than SOL Radio Live. I got some pictures I'd like to show you today. Again, I want to expose the fraud and the those that have been bringing much chicanery about, let's put it that way, in this propaganda through the revisionists. I'm going to show you some pictures that you've been taught to believe were completely false on several levels today during the show. So if you'd like to check that out, please go to SOL Radio Live. You'll see us on the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to give us a call, please do stick to the topic. Don't get ahead of me. We're about, I'm thinking a little bit more than halfway through concerning the topic. And if we've already talked about it, go ahead and bring it up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We all know that to be true. But there's a lot of people in that position. And yet they want to declare something, but they don't believe what they're declaring. And yet they stand in walking contradictions every step of the way, as I already highlighted. So let me get to this really, really quick. What I want to do is I want to tee it up for the next segment here. But I want to bring it back to the American people. And going back to the founding era concerning our forefathers, there was concern. And the concern was very logical because Americans were familiar with American Freemasonry during that particular time, but they knew it as something different. different. Remember the first show, we've been 1, 2, 3, now we're in part 4 here. Interestingly enough, I've reiterated the point that the Masons were bricklayers. Friends, who were the Freemasonry? The Freemasonry were those that were actually a part of the same continent, but they would actually go across the continent and they would build cathedrals, churches, abbeys, so on and so forth, and they would meet at something called a lodge. It would be like a union today. And when they would go to that lodge, what would they do? They would submit themselves to a Christian preacher to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that was the prerequisite concerning those that were a part of the lodge. Going way fast forward, concerning the concern with the Freemasonry, there was an individual named Reverend G.W. Snyder of Maryland, who was an immigrant who wrote directly to George Washington, the president during that time, expressing his apprehensions of what may become of the Freemasons. And Reverend Snyder began by explaining to Washington the basis for his anxieties. He said, "I am a German," said he, "and I came to this country in 1776 and felt soon after my arrival a close attachment to the liberty that America offered. I'm attached both from the bent of education and mature inquiry and search to the simple doctrines of Christianity, which I have the honor to teach in public, and I do heartily despise all the cavils," cavils defined out as frivolous objections designed to look genuine under false pretenses, "of infidelity, those who disbelieve scriptures and Christianity." He goes on, "It was one time since that a book fell into my hands, Proof of a Conspiracy by John Robinson, which gives a full account of society and that of Freemasons, and that distinguishes itself by the name of Illuminati, whose plan is to overturn all government and religion, even natural, and who endeavor to eradicate every idea of the supreme being and distinguish man from beast by his shape only. A thought suggested to myself," said Mr. Snyder, "that some of the lodges in the United States might have caught the infection. Upon serious reflection, I was led to think that it might be within your power, speaking to George Washington, to prevent the horrid plan from corrupting the brethren of the English lodge over which you preside." Okay, this letter by Reverend Snyder, in which Snyder enclosed a copy of Robinson's work for Washington's perusal, initiated a sequence of correspondence between the two. A month after receiving the letter, George Washington responded to Snyder. It's very important that you hear what I'm telling you right now, because much of the information that conflicts with the revisionists and the propagandists pivots on this very point. George Washington's own assertions. What did he say? "I've heard much of the nefarious and dangerous plans and doctrines of the Illuminati, but never saw the book until you were pleased to send it to me." He goes on, "Thanks for your kind wishes and favorable sentiments, except to correct an error you have run into of my presiding over English lodges in this country. The fact is," said George Washington, "I proceed over none, nor have I been in one more than once or twice within the last 30 years. I believe now is standing that none of the lodges in this country are contaminated with the principles ascribed to the Society of the Illuminati. With respect, I am, sir, your obedient, humble servant, George Washington." Now, folks, before I get to the next point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm bringing them up even now as we speak. This was much of the propagandists and the revisionists, as what they have done is taken George Washington and made paintings of him with Masonic garb on. Now, I don't want to say it. Maybe, you know what? Maybe the point is I can't say it enough. I just want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is all fictitious. It's a myth. It never happened. And yet the internet is just riddled with this propaganda concerning your forefathers. Okay? We're going to come right back, and I'm going to get back to the point, and I'm going to show you more images concerning the propagandists and the revisionists as what they're trying to sell the people into believing their forefathers were. In fact, they were not. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, the book of Malachi chapter 2, it talks about how the Lord would write a book of remembrance of those that were his children. And nobody's accused our forefathers more than the modern day provisionist and the Masonic and the Illuminati and those who else want to wrap themselves up in the garb of George Washington and making George Washington what they want him to be. Well, I'm telling you what, folks, I'm here standing as a witness against all of that nonsense and all of those corrupt minds that want to pollute the history of who they are by showing you the history of that, who they are and who they were, because we are their posterity. And it's interesting when I think of even the preamble of the U.S. Constitution and how it was aimed at the American people and their posterity. They did everything for us. And look at the end of the Declaration of Independence. They did everything for us. And Americans... Evil men and wicked men do not do that. They do not look out for their children the way that righteous men would, in training them up in hopes that that's the way that they're going to go. That's the history they've left us, and we're going to continuously go down this road and exposing more of their lies. Read John 8:32 as we follow the Christ, John 14:6. Also go over to Luke 12:2 where it says, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, okay? I want to go back to what I was just talking about concerning the Freemasonry and our founding forefathers, myth versus fact. I want you to go back to G.W. Snyder's letter, and I want you to consider the fact that Washington was strong, gave a strong assertion of his relative non-involvement in the Masonry, but yet today an opposite view is presented largely by the Masonic propagandists who again wish to wrap themselves around the patriot hero Washington in order to make their institution appear as mainstream as possible. Radical and anti-Masons similarly loved to herald Washington as the poster child of Masonry to prove their claim that America was founded by cultic leaders and therefore could not have involved Christian principles. Both sides ignore Washington's own assertion. In fact, erroneous pictures have even been made of Washington presiding over that of a Virginia lodge, something he never did do. But it's a famous picture of him in the lodge, friends. I mean, where are all the fact checkers? I'll tell you what. And we all know who the fact checkers are, right? Those that promote the lie. And then what they do is they want to go out and they want to suppress the truth. Yeah, that's who they are in America. I think we all know that. But the fact of the matter is it's still going on. But again, where's all the fact checkers to set the record straight on Washington? Well, they're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. George Washington, undoubtedly the most recognizable founding forefather associated with Masonry, told the Reverend Snyder that he wanted to correct an error that you have run into of my presiding over the English lodges in this country. The fact is, said George Washington, I preside over none of them, nor have I been in more than once or twice in the last 30 years. Are we done with this now, or should I keep going on? I mean, because again, we can be, folks, we can be done with this the first 2 minutes of this whole series that I've been doing concerning the Freemasonry and our forefathers. Also consider events linked to Masonry where public events where Washington was present and which some Masons were in attendance among the crowd, such as Washington's inauguration and public parades. Moreover, included among the Masonic activities linked to Washington or Masonic events at which Washington was not even present, such as on four occasions when various lodges, often from other states, recommended him as Grand Master, a position that he continues to decline in each given case, or named him as an honorary member of their lodge. He wanted nothing to do with that. Now, let's go over to the symbolism, because this is where it gets really interesting, because you know what all of those... Now, I want to say this in correct context, okay, in proper context. The conspiracy theorists, because this is not what we're talking about, is the theorist. Is there a conspiracy in the modern-day America? Absolutely there is. Jeremiah 11:9. Okay? But when I'm talking about the revisionists and the propagandists, this is a conspiracy theory as to what they made out our forefathers to be, when in fact it could be, nothing was further from the truth. So historically and unequivocally demonstrates that the Illuminati never took hold in America, and that that organization and its beliefs were actively opposed by the American founders, yet they're guilty of it somehow, yet persistent unfounded charges still abound to the effect that the American founders were active in the Freemasonic Illuminati and that they inculcated its symbolism throughout American public life. Isn't that interesting how that works? For example, concerning the physical layout of Washington, D.C., some of the misconceptions that are still given credence include the spirit of Freemasonry, and it has been guiding our nation's directions ever since 1776, and this guidance was solidified in 1792 by incorporating Freemasonry symbols into the very structure of the government center. The intent of the El Infante and our founding forefathers from the beginning of our country was to deliberately design government center according to Freemasonry principles. These forefathers embedded Masonic or Masonic symbols and customs in the layout of the building in our capital. The city, Washington, D.C., was laid out in the form of a key Masonic symbol, the square, the compass, the rule, and the pentagram. A Masonic pentagram in our nation's capital? Allegedly so, saith the revisionist. And so, according to the anti-Masonic authorities, the pentagram centers upon the White House. Setting on the top of the White House is an inverted five-point star or a pentagram. It faces north with the point down in true occultic fashion. It sets the intersections of Connecticut and Vermont Avenues north to DuPont and Logan Circles, with Rhode Island's in Massachusetts going to Washington Circle to the west and Mount Vernon Square on the east. The pentagram, or the five-pointed star, is, of course, both a Masonic symbol and the ancient symbol of witchcraft, with its point facing down or south when placed on the ground. It is especially associated with Satanism. Now, I want you to take note. The above thesis is that in 1791, when the founders laid out the city, they did so with the pentagram anchored to five specific locations. Now, the flaw in this thesis is that several of the key locations in the alleged pentagram mentioned above were never planned nor built until almost 100 years after the founders. Mount Vernon Square was developed from 1845 to 1945. Much of what you see in Freemasonry and the Illuminati was created 100 years after our forefathers were gone. Are you paying attention, Americans? It went from 1845 to 1945, and the Logan Circle from 1874 to 1877. Somehow, our visionary founders saw in the future, and at least according to these writers, these revisionists, these propagandists, they knew that someday developments would arise on the exact location necessary to complete their pentagram. Wow. Okay, yet it is the Masonic satanic symbol around which the founders laid out the city actually centered upon the White House. Perhaps it really starts from the Capitol instead. So therefore, take any good street map of downtown Washington, D.C. and find the Capitol building. What you're going to find is the Capitol from the mall, and using the Capitol building as the head or the top of the compass, the left leg is represented by Pennsylvania Avenue. And the right leg is represented by Maryland Avenue. The square is found in the usual Masonic position with the intersections of Canal Street and Louisiana Avenue. The left leg of the compass stands on the White House, and the right leg stands on the Jefferson Memorial. The circle drive and short streets behind the building from the head and the ears of what Satan is called the Goat of Mendes, or Goat's Head, the pentagram. Also take note, the Jefferson Memorial, a key to the imagined Masonic symbolism in the city, was not built. Are you ready for this? Our forefathers are accused of what was not built until 1943. Now, my Bible tells me in Psalm 90 that the lifespan of a man is 70 and 80 in strength. This would make them almost 200 years old. According to the propagandists. See, people, the propagandists and the revisionists, they don't want you to think this stuff through. That's what we're doing here. That's why I responded to the call when you asked me to give you the truth of the matter concerning Freemasonry and our founding forefathers. 100 years after they were dead, these things were created, and somehow or another, our founding forefathers are being accused of building what it was they could have never built because they were long dead for over 100 years, one century. You get the point? Okay, cool. We're going to come back, and I'm going to show you some more imagery in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
NTSA News Update. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. They were able to board the vessel last night and get the black box, and we should have more information by this afternoon. The majority of Supreme Court justices are skeptical of the idea of a nationwide ban on the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices pushed the abortion pill challengers on why a nationwide ban is needed if doctors could simply exercise their own objections individually. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named Silicon Valley attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick. Her financial backing alone could give a boost to his expensive campaign and attempt to get on the presidential ballot in all 50 states. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
LibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this stuff concerning did the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the spiritualists, the mysticists establish this country is laughable. It is just absolutely ridiculous that anybody would believe the revisionist. Now, you all know, I've been over the last, we're on part four now? The last four parts, I've shared this information. And I've been attacked over and over again. As a matter of fact, I just had some clown the other day say, would you rather dig into secret societies or would you rather dig a grave for your family? Hey, dude, 1-866-582-9933. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. I know what kind of effeminate pansies that you're used to, but I can tell you right now, that's not what you have here. So if you want to make a threat, you know where I'm at. Okay? You know where I'm at. You start threatening my family, we have a different situation going on here. But these are the sort of threats I've had just exposing the lies. My phones have been wide open to anybody to tear down the truth of the matter. One guy said to me, Bradley, are you giving any citations? It's like, apparently you didn't watch the video, and you're already jumping the gun. Maybe what you should do is watch 1, 2, and 3, and after the show today, watch part 4, and then if you have anything else you want to say in straining at the net and swallowing the big, big laughable camel, you can go ahead and give us a call. But my phone lines have been open concerning anybody to stand in contrast to what I'm telling you right now. Why? Because they're going off theory, off a thesis. We're going off facts. That's what we do here. This is why the mainstream media hates my guts. We always make reference to the Word of God and to the Constitution and to factual history. And that's where we're at today. Hey, folks, I want to let everybody know we're in a fight, okay? If you ever want to know why I'm charged up all the time, because I think a lot of people out there just don't understand that we're in a real warfare. I'm in that warfare 24/7. Ask my wife. I am constantly in the center of that whirlwind. And I'm constantly doing my best to shake the tree hard enough that we can see righteous fruit fall. And I'm talking about that which the Christ produces and where he's glorified, John 15:8, through the people that actually serve him. And for those that don't, my message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get it right. Well, you have the time to do so. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20:21. My lines are wide open. And again, friends, their silence speaks volumes. Why they would go around and promulgate a message that is completely untrue about who it is that established this country under God, why they would want to paint a dim prognostication concerning the history of them men, bewilders me to no end. I'll tell you who would do that. Those that are still abandoned to their sin. Those that are reprobates. Those that are dead in their sin. That's who's doing it. They want you to believe them regardless, and they don't want you to question any truth. This is just like the media. That's what I'm dealing with right now. And again, Americans, if you go online, as I'm exposing these pictures, these propaganda pictures of George Washington that don't exist, Google has them all over the place. They're riddled. And the Masons have, they have wrapped themselves up into Washington, declaring that he's one of us. No, he's not. And he never has been in any sense of the word. If you want to go ahead and test your steel, Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I knew when I got into this topic, I knew that the discernment was telling me was right. I knew what the Holy Ghost was leading me to was right. Romans 8:14. I knew he was. Because everything, there's conjecture with everything that we're hearing from the revisionists. Let me go back now to the topic. And I want to go back to Jefferson's memorial. I want to show you how laughable their nonsense is. A key to the imagined Masonic symbolism in the city, the Jefferson Memorial, it was not built until 1943, and it never appeared in any of the original 1791 plans of the city. Listen carefully. In fact, at that time, the land upon which the Jefferson Memorial now sits was actually under the water in the middle of the Potomac River. Did you hear what I said? And they have you believing that they set the plan and they designed Washington, D.C. in such a fashion that it is today by the current Illuminati, by the current occultists, by the current Satanists that the American people have let evolve and breed in the face of what the forefathers established. This is on the people. This is not on our forefathers in any sense of the word. The land that our forefathers were accused concerning Washington, D.C., of designing. In 1943, you have to understand that nothing was built until that year. Okay, here, let me do something really quick, just so I can set this record straight, so you all understand what I'm trying to clearly say here for you. And what year? Thank you. Thomas Jefferson died In 1826, so did John Adams, the same day, by the way, the second president. He died in 1826. It wasn't built until 1943, and why? Because the Jefferson Memorial, where it now sits, was underwater. But they're guilty as charged by the revisionists and by those that don't take the time to know the difference. The National Park Service, and chronicling the development history of all these areas, actually notes as early as 1830, strict adherence to the original 1791 Capitol L and Fonte plan and the design of the capital city had been abandoned. The river's edge, which had previously adjoined the mall, was finally relocated through 1875 to 1901, dredging and reclamation works. Okay, much of the current layout of the major structures of Washington, D.C., including the location of the Jefferson and the Lincoln Memorials, which were both in the middle of the Potomac River in 1791, was actually determined in 1901 by the McMillan Commission. Now, I want you to see this. Okay, this is the McMillan Commission right here. Okay, I want you to pay attention to the details of it. If you're listening to me in one of the 160 cities across the country, it looks like a crucifix laid to the side. Okay, that's all it looks like. Okay, now listen. Much of the current layout of the major structures of D.C. was determined in 1901, right? The body was assembled by Congress and chaired by U.S. Senator James McMillan for the purpose of creating a master plan for the park system of the District of Columbia. Notwithstanding these facts, according to the critics, our Masonic satanic founding forefathers knew that the Jefferson Memorial, underwater and not even thought of by them at the time, would one day sit on the land recovered from the river and thus become a part of the Masonic symbolism in the city. This is what they want you to believe. Hey, folks, seriously, I hope I am embarrassing a whole lot of people because of the lies they have been pushing on the people. So our wise forefathers, with some foreknowledge, say they, therefore laid out the city plans to include underwater as well as land-based sites. Nonsense. I can't overemphasize nonsense. And by the way, notice from the attached drawing that the McMillan plan is configured in the shape of a cross on its side. Although probably not intentionally so planned, anti-Masons are silent on the obvious fact while instead clamoring about an impossible imagery of a pentagram. Anybody see a pentagram there? No, I can't see it neither. Or perhaps the center of the pentagram is not the White House or the Capitol, but instead something more obscure and sinister. Freemasons intended that the center of power would be the Temple of Understanding, not the White House. Thus, they located the temple due north to the obelisk. Wow. Isn't that crazy? The center of the pentagram is 16th Street, where 13 blocks due north of the very center of the White House. The Masonic House of the Temple sits at the top of the occultic iceberg. Note, the notes are the greatest, aren't they, friends? Apparently, the fact that the Masonic House of the Temple was not built until 1915, and the fact that it never appeared on any early plan of the city, doesn't matter to an anti-Masonic conspiracist obsessed with proving that Washington is permeated with the occultic symbolism. Our founders nevertheless somehow planned that future generations would think of and build this structure on that specific location so that it could become a key part of the satanic pentagram overlaying the city. Yet, was it actually a satanic pentagram that the Freemasons incorporated into the city layout? Perhaps it was some other Masonic symbol. Or what if instead of a Masonic pentagram, the city was actually laid out in the shape of a Masonic cross or a Masonic octagon? The Capitol and the White House were each to become focal points of an elaborate geometry governing the layout of the nation's capital. This geometry, originally devised by architect named Pierre L. Infante was subsequently modified by Washington and Jefferson so as to produce specifically octagonal patterns incorporating the particular cross used as a device by Masonic Templars. Folks, it just gets more ridiculous. This is what they want you to believe, but, you know, it's like they want you to believe that we walk.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, folks, this gets better. It absolutely gets better and better and better. I want to look up the word, because I know that there's a lot of heretics out there right now, conspiracy theorists out there right now. I just want to give you the definition of embarrassed. The word embarrassed here, this is what it means: to perplex, to render intricate, to entangle. It says, again, to perplex as the mind or intellectual facilities or faculties, to confuse, to perplex, the third meaning, or demands beyond the means of payment applied to a person or his affairs, to confuse, to disconcert, to abash. I'm embarrassed for anybody that has ever believed this nonsense. You know, it's like, even as a kid, now that I'm thinking about this, and I'll get right back to the point here, but I even think as a kid, I remember people just talk about, and it wasn't very popular. It didn't start getting popular probably until the turn of the century, maybe 95 and on, where people started to even question the existence of God. I've never been that stupid. I mean, creation has a creator. A building has a builder. Right? I mean, this is just carnal common sense. And when I equate the fruit of our founding forefathers again to what we're talking about in Freemasonry, I've never questioned who they were because I see that we're an extension of what they started by the Spirit of God. And though when I look at America today, it's not the spot of the Lord's children in any sense of the word, though they profess to be something that they are not, there's a lot of hypocrites out there, it's still the point that it's what our forefathers started. And it wasn't their job to finish it. It was up to the posterity, us, to finish what they started. And again, here we are. I'm going to get to something. As a matter of fact, folks, what's going to happen here is at the end of the show, I'm going to go on until I get to what I want to show you, because this just puts another nail into the coffin of these lunatics, these conspiracy theorists. And I'm not name-calling, friends. That's what they are. That's truly what they are. And I know of people out there like that, and I just stay a mile away from them. There's nothing sound. They can't back up what they're saying. They can't validate a thing. They can't prove their conversation. They just want to throw pieces out there, but they don't want to actually show you the foundation of it. Okay, well, that's what we're doing here. And so let's go back to this. I was just saying, let's take another note concerning Freemasonry and our founding forefathers, myth versus fact. Well, evidently, these fanatical anti-Masonic conspiracists forgot that Jefferson... You ready for this? I'm taking some of these parts slow because, folks, it's really there in me. I'm so pleased to give you the information that I'm giving you, okay? Listen again. These fanatical anti-Masonic conspiracists forgot that Jefferson was not a Freemason and that Washington had led the American army against American groups promoting the Illuminati and the Jacobin philosophy. Yet, apparently, these two individuals, Washington and Jefferson, so vehemently opposed to the Illuminati, deliberately incorporated it anyways in its symbolism throughout the city. They fought and bled. How many times have I shared that with the people? You know, our forefathers, our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that you're now submitting to here in America. I'm embarrassed to say that some have submitted to the idea that our forefathers were the very tyrants that we're supposed to stand against, when in fact they stood against them for us and establishing the country in which we have. And again, as I said earlier, now it's our turn to stand against the tyrants. Okay, and it starts concerning the topic with the revisionists. It starts with these lunatics, these heretics, these conspiracy theorists, these revisionists. That's what they are. Okay, so again, they want to take you, and this is the conjecture, that the fanatical and anti-Masonic or Masonic conspiracist forgot that Jefferson was not a Freemason and that Washington led an army against the philosophy that the revisionists are accusing him and Jefferson to be a part of. They fought against this idea. Yet the anti-Masonic conspiracists are not content with claiming that the layout of the Capitol was Masonic and the Illuminati. They further charge that our founders incorporated satanic Masonic symbolism throughout many other aspects of American government, including the Great Seal of the United States of America. I love this. I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay? The Great Seal of the United States appears to be an Illuminati masterpiece. For a good view of the Great Seal, simply take a look at both sides of the $1 bill. Okay? If you got a $1 bill in front of you right now, just go ahead and pull it out. Okay? It appears to be an Illuminati masterpiece, so we've been told. For a good view of the Great Seal, again, simply take a look at the sides of the U.S. $1 bill. If you have one, I'm giving you a minute to pull one out. The pyramid with the 13 levels was said to represent the 13 colonies, okay, in spite of what you're told. With 13 levels was said to represent the 13 colonies, but the association with the ancient Egyptian and Babylonian mysticism is apparent. The eye above the pyramid has been construed to be the all-seeing eye of who? Of who? Here, I'm going to tell you. Of the Lord. However, nothing could be further from the truth. It is the symbol of the Illuminati. Freemasonry and the Illuminati were the key groups during this late 1700s in America. They produced the occult unfinished pyramid as the adverse seal of the United States, but kept it secret from 1782 to 1935. They were dead. How are they going to do that? The government serves the Illuminati. The pyramid represents the all-seeing eye of Big Brother government, headed up by none other than the god of this world, Lucifer, say they. On the American dollar was printed the Great Seal of the United States. It is unmistakably free, Masonic, and all-seeing eye is a triangle above a 13-step, four-sided pyramid beneath, with a scroll proclaims the advent of a new secular order, one of Freemasonry's long-standing dreams. Okay, so what they're trying to do is just break down the wall between, it's almost like yin-yang. They want God and the devil to be best of friends, and they want you to believe along with them that everything's going to be okay if you follow their lead. So what is the meaning of the pyramid and the all-seeing eye and the great seal? Are they actually representative of the Masonry, the Illuminati? Historical documents provide clear answers to these questions. Here's the facts again, folks. This isn't theory. Here's the facts again. The proposal to design a great seal for America originated in Congress on July 4, 1776, and immediately following the vote to separate from Great Britain and become an independent nation, according to the journals of the Continental Congress for that day, resolved that Dr. Benjamin Franklin, Mr. John Adams, and Mr. Thomas Jefferson be committed to bring a device for a seal for the United States of America. The composition of this committee is often invoked as the first proof of the Great Seal, and it was indeed Masonic and Illuminati. Or was it? Masons designed the Great Seal of the United States with its esoteric symbols, and these Masons were Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. And yet on July 4, 1776, Thomas Jefferson, a Mason and an Illuminatist, right, or Illuminist, as they say, and John Adams, a Mason, remember, he had nothing to do with it, neither did Jefferson, but just believe what they say this time, and Ben Franklin, a Mason, were appointed by a committee of the Continental Congress to prepare the Great Seal of the United States of America. I hope you're sitting down, folks. I hope you're sitting down. Because I'll tell you what, since the documentation is unequivocal that neither Jefferson nor Adams were Masons, then a major part that supposed foundation on which the Great Seal Charge is built on is, here it is, non-existent. It's only true if you believe it is, but it's not. And the fact of the matter, in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. So whatever God says and whatever he's perpetuating is always going to be truth, because that's what he's going to back up. And so what you have been told by the anti-Masons, the Illuminati, and the propagandists and the revisionists is baloney. The information that you've been told is non-existent. However, Franklin was a Mason, so did he therefore propose something Masonic for the Great Seal? According to John Adams, one of the three members of that committee, Franklin proposed, you ready for this? This is what I want you to see. Do you see this right here? We have these t-shirts available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is what Benjamin Franklin proposed, that Satanist, that Illuminist, as they call them. It is rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Now, just hang on a second, folks. We're going to keep going here. Just hang on. Once the show's over, we're going to pick it right back up, so don't go anywhere. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23 on live radio. Guys on social media platforms, hang up. Just go ahead and disconnect, okay?
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.